all shook hands when the woodland disappeared. Until now, I had never been inclined to try to find any time where I'd ever settle down and lose my mind. But the seasons changed, and with mortgages arranged, the city families came. And on long weekends, they were joined by many friends, and the place seemed not the same. But in autumn rains, with commuter trains rolling in and on the misty nights with the pretty lights, it was heaven in its way. Until now, I had never been inclined to try to find any town where I'd ever settle down. My mind until now. I had never been inclined to try to find any town where I'd ever settle down and lose my mind.
Nice re-release stuff came out last year. Cleaners from Venus, Martin Newell. God, the guy's been putting out some great music. Just really nice melodic stuff. That was two from him, two separate records. Small Town Earls. They've got this new thing now. Let's see if it, no, they're both off his latest record, K7, which is really nice. Anyhow, that was Small Town Earls and Finding Any Town. Cleaners from Venus. And, yeah, that's from the new record that came out last year called K7. We heard the Phantom Surfers, an old 45 I managed to get again, doing Istanbul. Not Constantinople. And we had Link Ray doing Moped Baby 1997. I did look on the YouTube to see if I could play the Link Ray and Olive fighting in the van. It is on YouTube under Link Ray and Olive. And there's too many F-bombs. Way too many F-bombs. Just warning you, you go there, you're going to see Link Ray dropping some F-bombs, man. And some crazy, I wonder what year that was. That was probably early 2000s, I think, is when that guy shot that video. But man, it's hilarious. And I don't even know if Link Ray ever knew that that was a thing. And then like the other thing is too, is like, you know, Olive Ray wanted all the rights to all his stuff. So when, you know, Link Ray, all that stuff, reissues, and he's gone. Well, his gal's getting all his moolah. Darn it. Oh, well, at least the guy rock and rolled. Yeah, crazy-ass dude. So when I seen him live, this was probably early 2000s, maybe even the 90s. I forget. It's all a blur, and that's a wonderful blur. It is a wonderful blur. So right in the middle of the show, everybody's rocking. Link Ray played Rumble for like the 9th time, and then Olive's on stage playing the Kling Klang, which is like a tambourine, is what she would call her Kling Klang. And of course, you know, really a highlight of the show. And saw somebody taking a picture of Link Ray. And this is probably before cell phones. They had a camera, not a cell phone, but it was like a camera. Now, I don't know if it was a flash, if the person was dumb enough to. I don't think it was a flash person either. I think it was one of the 35 millimeters. And all of a sudden, Olive grabs Link, stops the show, pulls him off stage and says, you know, show's over. Your people are taking, this person's taking a picture of Link Ray. The show's over. Show's over. And then the security came down. They took the guy's camera. And then, you know, she let Link Ray back on stage to play Rumble for the 10th time. And it just, you could just see his heart just wasn't in it that 10th time, especially after being like, you know, scurried off stage by his manager, because somebody was taking a, that's the thing, I don't care if somebody takes a picture of somebody. I mean, you're in public and you're a public figure and somebody's taking your picture. That's the price. There's a price of being famous. Yeah, there is. There's a price. Some people don't like it, you know. Some people don't like it at all. Some people love it. But for the most part, you know, I just think probably like anything, you can't go anywhere without somebody taking your picture. That would be kind of weird. You know, if I was just going to go, I think I'll just go get a Zagnut bar at the 7-Eleven. I walk in the Zagnut and get my, and I'm bending over to pick a Zagnut up, and then somebody snaps a picture of me. You know, and all of a sudden, look at this. This guy likes Zagnuts. And all of a sudden, it's like this whole big thing of the, like, oh, he's anti-Clark bar. He's anti-Clark bar. He's eating the opposite of a Clark bar, which is a Zagnut. I can't believe it. And all of a sudden, you got to defend yourself. Then you have to have a press conference talking about how you really aren't anti-Clark bar. You're just very pro-Zagnut. But somehow that just gets muddied. And then the next thing you know, the stock market, the Clark bar stock market plummets because obviously the rumor has it is that you're anti-Clark bar. You know, oh, I mean, he's anti-Clark bar. So the whole thing tumbles. Well, you know, nobody really, other than me, likes Zagnut. You know, and Zagnut, I don't even know they still make Zagnut. That is amazing. That is an amazing candy bar. Zagnut, I know, and it's not, in my opinion, it is not the anti-Clark bar, but some people think it is the anti-Clark bar. But Zagnut's its own thing, man. There's no other can. There's a Chico stick that's kind of like a Zagnut, but there's nothing like Zagnut. I mean, I'd love to see the guy that like came up with that candy bar. Like, well, we got all these really famous candy bars. We got Clark bar. It's got this inside this. Then we got these Milky Ways. It got this and this. I got this idea. Why don't we get this thing and we roll it in coconut, toast it, and call it Zagnut? Yeah, put it next to the Zero bar. Yeah, Zero bar. That was another Inside Out thing. It was as much as you hate white chocolate, you got to love the Zero bar because it's another anti-candy bar. It's another anti-candy bar. Those two, and you can tell a lot by someone's personality, by what their favorite candy bar is. Forget the astrological signs. Forget, like, you know, all the predisposition you think happens with tarot cards. You know, it is all you have to do is truly find, not even like ask somebody what their favorite candy bar is. Just kind of follow them in like a paparazzi. See if they wander over and see what candy bar they pick out. Like, for example, if you pick out a Reese's cup, you're pretty standard person, you know, unless you're picking out the big Reese's or the caramel Reese's. But most of the people that just pick out, and it's Reese's, not Reese's cup. It's Reese's cup, not Reese's cup. They always put that extra C's in there. It's a Reese's cup. They say it on television. They say Reese's cup over and over. It's like Reese's monkey. And people are like, oh, I got one of those Reese's cups. It's not Reese's cups. It's not. So that is like your run-of-the-mill average well-adjusted person eats that. You get like your total Yinzy candy bar is like your Snickers. Your Snickers candy bar is the kind of guy, you know, kind of guy or gal, I would probably say, have a lower IQ than most folks. I'm just saying that the whole Snickers thing, you just never grown up as being a kid if you're still eating a Snickers bar. If you ate Necco wafers, you are seriously messed up. If you actually go out of your way to buy and eat Necco wafers, you really should be euthanized. Now, Necco wafer, it's just, I got this great idea. We got this building caulking, and what we'll do is we'll put this building caulking and we'll make it into like little like communion wafers, and we'll give them these awful, ugly pastel colors. So they look terrible, they taste terrible, and they're packaged terribly. And somebody's going to go out of their way to eat that? That and bit of honey. Bit of honey is like painful to eat. People that eat bit of honeys are usually like at least 80 years old. Nobody under the age of 80 eats a bit of honey. Sorry, it's just, and then like I'm saying, as far as people's personality, I would say like you get somebody that Hershey's bar. Hershey's with almonds. Hershey's with almonds. That's a guy that's going to go, a guy or gal that's going to go to work every day. He's gonna work for the man. He's gonna toil. He's gonna suffer. So that's what they should do. They should have a rack of candy bars. When you come in to HR for a job interview, say, have a candy bar. They take a Zagnut. The dude is not going to work well with others. The dude's gonna go swim upstream. He's gonna be one of these guys who says, "I'm thinking outside the box." When all he's doing is wasting the company's time. You get somebody that picks out the Hershey's bar with almonds, and you're hired. So that's all. So there's a very good first dates. Take your first date to Grandpa's Candies or whatever, and say, "Hey, let's go get some candy. What would you like?" Pick Necco wafers. Push them out in the traffic. If they pick Necco wafers, that's the way to do it. Here's something cool, new by a band called the Tearaways. Summer fashion, Zombo in your brain. Oh man, I could use a candy bar right now.
Hello, Doc. Through the window I see. Hey, hey, hey. Such a hip top. The clothes of the week. Hey, hey, hey. She's real, I know she has to be. She waits, but no one else can see. Even ladies on the shopping spree. Don't know. All day long. I stare at the stop. Hey, hey. all day long. I stare at the sky. Winter.
some tasty. There's the jambalaya from down New Orleans way. That's a nice Zydeco thing. Omorette by Louis Mouchon. And featuring Quintron. So, yeah. So they are featuring Quintron. He finally raises his head. I think he played like played the drum buddy on that. But, yeah, great new record, Louis Mouchon. And that is Omorette. And that is nice. I like that. That has a nice groove to it. The Tearaways with Summer Fashion. I know it sounds like some old 60s beat stuff, but it's a brand new record. And the band's called the Tearaways. And great stuff. Okay, so that's, I'm recapping 2023. I got two more weeks of this. So it's nice. We're on the fourth quarter, the last 3 months of music that I found that was reissued, thrown at me, fished out of the garbage, or stolen. Most of it's stolen. Most of it's stolen, put into the garbage, and then they fish it out. That's how that works. So then I'll get back into the theme stuff, back into the whole space-time continuum in about 3 weeks. There'll be songs about hours, days, weeks. I have like seven. How many shows do I got? It's really nice because I got all this programmed. I have 8 shows, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have 5 shows. 5 shows already programmed. But the nice thing is Massive Music Weekend's happening in about 2 weeks. That's where all of the WRCT DJs, or most of them, come in and they play a half hour of their favorite artists. This year, if I get the chance, and usually what I do is it starts at noon or it starts at 11, I forget. But anyhow, I pregame. So I want to do. Let's see. This year, I like to do. Shilpa Ray. She has some really nice stuff. Real cool, New York gal singer. Temples, of course, love Temples. I think I did Temples a couple years ago. Great band from Britain. I'll probably do Monster Rally. Dude from, actually it was from Ohio to Columbus to Los Angeles, who takes old Exotica records and reworks them. They're really nice. So Monster Rally, I'm going to probably do them. So I'll probably pick about 5 or 6. And then if I get any suggestions from you guys, I can easily ignore them. But if you get a good one, you know, I'll play. You never know. Because usually what I do is I start at 10 o'clock with a half hour. And then I think it's either 11 or noon. I think they surprised me last year and came in at 11, even though I thought it was noon every other year. Or they start at 1 o'clock. I don't know. I don't care. I always find out the hard way. Like all of a sudden in the middle of my show, someone comes in. Oh, by the way, looks like there may be a new show. So I'm going to see if I can find and tell you what it's about. Let's see if it's even in the database already. This is a new show that follows this. So I don't turn on automation. Where's it at? Here it is. Okay. So we're gonna find out what this is all about. How many, this, it's time to play the Zombo guessing game, the Zombo lottery. How long will this show after mine last? I think the longest was that ever went was Lee. And that was about 10 years ago. And Lee went for a couple years. And then it was just always like, oh, I got this new show. Okay, I'll get my stuff out of here and then never see the person again. So here's the show that's coming up at 1 o'clock. All right? It says tune in to SICK, S-I-C. I think that's how it's pronounced, SICK, S-I-C, because there's no K on the end. Right? SICK, where we throw the rule book out the window. Oh, okay. And embrace the pure chaos of metal, hardcore, and EDM. Yeah, keep those radio dials tuned to this. We're talking earth-shattering riffs, guttural growls, and skull-shaking bass drops. And the bass drops will leave you breathless. Tune in Friday, 1 to 1 p.m. I think this is an hour show. So we're going to see, because usually it's the curse of Zombo. They come in, they hang with me for a fleeting moment. They kind of... I give them that voodoo vibe, and they disappear from the face of the earth, never to be seen again. I can't tell you how many DJs that I've absolutely eliminated from this realm of existence just by like hanging out with them for a few minutes. They're kind of like the anti-Kenny Joe. Now, Kenny, I've been following Kenny Joe for probably at least 15, 20 years. And so that's the way that rocks. But as far as a show finding a slot after that's why I was hoping Woundlicker would actually the new show Woundlicker would actually follow my show, because that would probably be a good thing. But and then the other thing is too, I got to tell you, they renewed my Zombo's Deep Archive. That's right, I got that fabulous slot Thursday mornings 4 a.m. to 7. So unless you're I know Scott, the last man standing. He stands. He gets up to start standing at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm on Thursdays. So that's one thing. And that's a huge chunk of my listener base. Last man standing. That's about 30% of my listener base right there. So that's kind of, as I have 30% that tune in to Zombo's Deep Archive Thursdays, 4 a.m. to 7. Hey, got some Messer Chups. Of course, this is a single, came out last year. They released another album this year, just a little bit ago, that I'm going to have to feature way down the line. But it's called Lost Tracks, and it's really good. But this is just a 45 called Blood and Black Lace. Messer Chups, Zombo in your brain. Ah, a little something there. If Kenny Joe's ever listening, he's going to poop someone else's pants when he hears that. I'm So Depressed. And that is a tune originally done by, Abner J. This guy used to make these cassettes and do all these really, he was like an outsider artist kind of thing. But really neat stuff. And needless to say, Delaney Davidson out of Canada, who comes out with like 3,000 albums a day. And that's from one of his latest records that he came out with this year. I'm So Depressed, a cover version of Abner J. Ah, Idols with I Dream Guillotine. I don't know if people say guillotine. There's a lot of people say guillotine. It's actually guillotine. It's like Guillermo. Guillermo. Because you have G-U-I, the G-U-I sound. Guilla. Guillermo. Guillotine. Not guillotine. Or guillotine. It's guillotine or guillotine? It's got to be guillotine. Guillotine doesn't sound right. Yeah, it's guillotine. Guillotine. Or is it guillotine? I dream guillotine. Guillotine, guillotine. You say guillotine. I say guillotine. I say guillotine and guillotine. Yeah. We started off with Master Chops doing Blood and Lace. Zombo, right here in your brain. Look at that. It's 11:30. And I should tell you about some funky chicken. That is correct. Yeah, funky chicken. It is about me getting sick from chicken. So that's right. So, you know, lots of people die from foodborne illnesses every year. That's right. You know why? Because they're pigs. They don't know how to separate their food. They don't know how to cook it right. They don't chill it correctly. They are just horrible, dirty, filthy pigs, and they die because they can't figure out basic food safety. Damn it. Well, you know what? It's just evolution. You know, just that thing. It's natural selection. People that can't figure out how to eat correctly die from foodborne illnesses. Don't take a genius. So there you go. Nice thing is, most of the people, actually, everybody that listens to the show has not died of a foodborne illness. So good on you. I congratulate each and every one of you for knowing how to eat correctly, knowing not to eat chicken that's green, that's been in the refrigerator and half cooked, or just take a chomp out of a raw bird. Ain't good for you. You know that. I ain't got to tell you that. Now, if you're eating Necco wafers, that's a different story. All right, what do we got here? Better futures. There's people always talk about the stock market. No, they're not. People are not always talking about the stock market. It's not. And the stock market is a terrible place to, you know, invest, if you ask me. It is a shell game. You know, people, oh, I'm going to put money in the stock market. Where is it at? Oh, it's in the stock market. You gave it to, you just, where is it? Stock market. Look at this number. Yeah, it's a number. It's not your money. How do you get your money back? Well, I got to sell the stock to somebody else dumb enough to buy it. Oh, that is the original shell game. Because if somebody's making money, somebody has to lose money. That's how it works. You know, it's like when you go to Las Vegas and you gamble, you know, you're going to lose money. Somebody might make some money, but the amount of people losing money, it's going to be worse than the people making money. So what if you can invest in the future of your kids like a stock? Don't invest money in your kids like a stock. Invest money in your kids because they want you want to do that. Don't look at them like a stock exchange, okay? But there's something called Better Futures, UNCF, and you can help students go to college and help make a better future for everybody. Remember, a mind is a terrible thing. It is. But it's a wonderful thing to invest in. A massage from UNCF. There you go. So there you go. Get your money out of the stock market. Give it to kids to get smart. And actually, you know, make sure it's to get them to be smart, not for indoctrination. You know, some schools are strict indoctrination. You know, you see a lot of these, like, you know, religious schools. It's straight up indoctrination. It's not learning anything. You don't learn any wisdom. You learn how to work a machine, be a dope, go home, have your Hershey's bar with almonds, and go to sleep and get up in the morning and do it till the day you croak. That's a laugh riot. That is a laugh riot. You know, you spend your whole life, you know, I want to get all this knowledge. You're not going to get knowledge. You're going to get obedience school. It's advanced obedience school. They should at least be honest about it. Every job that everybody does, with the exception of Paul in the beer truck, he's in the CBD store, hates what they do. Deep down, I know you hate what you do. I would say a good 80% of people out there that are working hate what they do. And it is, and I love this quote. I'm not going to take credit for it. Your salary is the ransom for your dreams. That's right. You're giving up your dreams so you can get a salary, in other words. So that's the thing. When you go in for school, they test you. They did test you. Will this person, did you do your homework? And you get that horrible sick feeling if you didn't do your homework. They want to instill that on you and just drill it into you. Now, you didn't get that homework done, you're worthless. Just like going to work. And they want to instill that. Oh, man, I didn't get those reports done. Oh, man, am I in trouble? And the neat thing is, the best thing of all of it is after you quit that job and you see that, and you see your boss on the street, and he's just a dude or a gal. He's just there. I mean, there's no superiority anymore, you know? And they try and be nice to you after you have just really, like, squeezed every little bit of joy out of my life. Now that I don't work at that job anymore, it's like all good. You think. That's all those people are. They're nothing but thinks. And then you know what? There's thinks above those thinks. And it's correct. It's a whole think pyramid. Them damn think pyramids. Yeah, and then someone's on the bottom getting all the think. Getting it from all of them. And you see that person on the street, or better yet, you read the obituary and they died. That's a laugh riot. When your boss dies, there's some joy in that. That guy's crummy to me. I don't care if it says here he worked for Habitat or Humanity and he did all these things. He went to church all the time. The guy was a rat and he was a fink and he made my life horrible. Good riddance. Good riddance, you turd. let's get back into some music. What do you say? Yeah, bunch of finks. This is new from La Corette's. And this is great. This is a nice little a Spanish tune if the Melnicks listen. This is Salta y el Romo. Dig it.
Yeah.
I told you that was tasty. Salta y Amo by Le Corets, and that's brand new. And that's another thing that happened this year. And, you know, one thing I do want to say is if you ever go on the YouTube and you need a chuckle, you should check out Casey Kasem when he's when they ask him to do a dedication to a pet. He does a dog dedication, and he loses his marbles. You'll have to listen to that. Now, I, on the other hand, am all about the dog dedication. And this goes out to Kelvin, his late great doggy. He wanted to hear this tune, Brian Setzer, to be loved. There you go. There's a dog dedication. Yes.
Yeah. This is our chance for love, dear. And so come here to me.
Cheer up, cheer up, cheer up.
To be loved and to be loved forever. Let's make a vow to never, ever part. You'll be mine in the morning. Oh, yeah, be mine in the night. Always be together because a love, yes, a love will be right to.
Unlike Casey Kasem, I will do the dog dedication. That goes out to Kelvin and his late great doggy, to be loved, and that is Brian Setzer. So, the other thing Casey Kasem complained about is after this dedication, how to come into an up-tempo record. I'll tell you how to come into an up-tempo record like this.
It's a gas! We'll be right back.
listening pleasure, please welcome the Tsunami Brothers.
Sir.
There's a tune I never thought I'd hear it again. I had that on cassette when that first came out in the 80s. That's Tracy Young, actually. I Love You When You Sleep from her album, not the far from the herding kind. She was a protege of Paul Weller from The Jam, and Elvis Costello wrote that song for her. And if you're an Elvis Costello person, you know that a chunk of that song is from a song he wrote called Joe Porterhouse from the Goodbye Crew World, which is a pretty bad Elvis Costello record. I think it was one of the last records with the Attractions. It was pretty bad. But that tune on there was right around that same time, lifted from that record and put into that song, I Love You When You Sleep, Tracy Young, and I had that on cassette. It was one of those things that you bought because she was cute. You know, that looks like a cute record. She's like waving at you. She's got a beret on, like one of those hip chicks, like Swing Out Sister. I bought the Swing Out Sister record because she was cute. It's like, she's really like a haircut. I think I'll buy that. And I was like, okay. Guilty pleasure. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I buy records because of the chick's haircut. They have a cool haircut. I'll buy that. Like, that's a cool haircut. Bad haircut would be Graham Parker. Graham Parker is like, man, it kind of looked like Carl Perkins of New Wave. Graham Parker. New record he just came out with called The Last Chance to Learn the Twist. And that's a decent tune, considering the dude, 73, wrote a kabillion songs and was always in like the shadow of Elvis Costello and Joe Jackson, but still really delivered some fine music. Graham Parker, The Music of the Devil was the name of that tune. We heard the OCs from their latest record. That was Stunner. And what else? We started off with a nice reread. There was like a compilation that came out and it had a bunch of funny songs on it. And of course, it had to have Alfred E. Newman Orchestra, It's a Gas, a great cardboard record from the 1960s that got kids more or less spanked endlessly when they played it. That was probably the only record Dr. Demento ever got in trouble with playing. What I've heard is the people that, that song's so rude. You know, play more to Weird Al. And nobody would play that. And then goes, or play more Junk Food Junkie or Pac-Man Fever. He played some awful tune, Disco Duck. You know, horrible, just these novelty tunes that just, you know, are just painful to listen to now. Just punishing to listen to, like, you know, especially like Pac-Man Fever. Pac-Man Fever is awful. Junk Food Junkie, I'm In Love With My Pet Rock. There's another one. These are 70s novelty. Telephone Man. There's another one. These things aged horribly. You know, you listen to them now, it's like, ooh. Worst of the lot, of course, is Disco Duck. Disco Duck is just, Rick Dees really should have been force-fed Necco wafers until it blocked his esophagus off and he just died a slow, pretty quick death. Pretty quick death when you shove those whole roll of Necco wafers down some of these esophagus. Just saying, there's worse ways to go, but I just can't think of one. Let's get back into the music, recapping. I should tell you something here. I'll tell you about some shows. I want to tell you about Courts in Session. Your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours. Why don't you just go 3 hours, Eric? 2.5 hours, it's that last half hour makes all the difference. I know only people listen to my show the last half hour. 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, soul, with a focus on new music. And the focus on Hocus Pocus. I had a horrible insomnia one night. This is five days ago. I couldn't get the song Hocus Pocus out of my head by Focus. Try sleeping when you have the earworm of Hocus Pocus by Focus in your brain. Ain't happening. Oh, man. Especially the yodeling part. Well, needless to say, a focus on new music and classic artists. Thursdays, I bet he doesn't play Hocus Pocus by Focus. Thursdays at 8 p.m. re-airings. I don't think the re-airing's the right time, but it says it's re-airing Sunday nights at 11 on RCT. And I'll give you this. Another new show. No, this is new. Yeah. Stress Analysis. De-stress with some tunes spanning genres like pop, rock. Oh, excuse me. I dozed off. So pop, rock, and modern folk. Sit back and analyze the chill vibes of stress analysis. Stress Analysis. There you go. If you ever had your analysis stretched, yow, stressed. Tuesdays at 4 p.m., right on the station that you're listening to. All right, now one other thing here. How about, I'm too tired to read that one. All right, I'll read it anyhow. What's this? That's weird. So some of these headlines are interesting because you read the headline and goes, oh, okay, this headline means something. So it says like, oh, you know, read this one. It's sarcoma. But this one says Maria. It says 7,000 high school students drop out every year. That's one every 26 seconds. Okay, where's the Maria come in at? Do you have 26 seconds to convince a student to stay at their desk? You can share their message of support. Where's the Maria at? It says Maria and quotes that this is about Maria. Boots up. Huh? Maybe she's got, oh, boost up. Nah, nuts. That was boots up. That's where the Maria part came in. Boost up. Brought to you by Word Up. Yeah, Word Up. U.S. Army. Word Up. Get that education. Get that education. There you go. There you go. This show's kind of like an education. It is. It's a musical education. And right now, you're learning about all the fine music that I found in 2023. Recapping the last 3 months. And we'll be continuing in the next week. Continuing the music, finds, reissues, and things of that nature. Here's an old 45 by the Kaisers that came out a long time ago, but I just scored it this year. Alligator Twist. Guys, are we still finding any alligators in the sewers? I certainly hope so.